Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wade.
And joining me on the podcast right now for his five stocks in 5 minutes, it's Zach Mia, technical analyst.
Analyst, yeah, that's the one. It doesn't
analyst,
really matter.
That's what you are, yeah, that's it.
Well, yes, exactly. For the time being, anyway.
Why do I have a problem with that? Anyway, let's get it done in 5 minutes. Okay, so yeah. First and foremost, Jubilee Platinum, quite a positive update today. JLP is ticker. What are you thinking there, Zach?
I'm thinking that maintaining the pattern here from the consolidation, which has been in place basically a year after that push through 5P, it's sort of consolidated. I think that if you're keen on the company, which a lot of people are, and if you like the update, which I haven't read, but I'm sure it's wonderful, you'd be going along already. Otherwise, wait for a break of the August 2015 resistance line at 3.4 pence. Before going long, hopefully we'll close above that today, but wait for that. Good support at the 50-day average at 3.13, and I don't expect the shares to go back below that.
Okay, there seems to be a lot of lower lows, isn't it, from that initial spike? It's lowered down, grinding down lower.
That's all good. That's all good. But all it's doing is making sure that people like you, who have a nervous disposition, think that, in fact, it's topping out. But that's an extended bull flag where you just tend to have just minor lower lows just to flush out the last of the week longs.
I see. Okay, let's move on to the next one then. Sound Energy, another good RNS update. Last week it was good because they were saying that they may not need equity dilution for funding there. And now they're saying their flow rates at Tendera. Project is above expectations. So they're surging today. But, if someone wanted to get in these, what would happen there? 27.5 pence, surging like crazy, like their flow rates.
It looks great. I think I spoke to the head honcho. It was at James Parsons, Master Investor. Bumped into him. And he was trying to run away from me at the time, but I bumped into him, and it did actually sound quite. The whole thing sounded very solid, and they're working on multiple fronts, which is also great. You know, that means it's de-risked quite a lot. I think from the last time we spoke, I think they were around 21p, and I was happy about. I thought it was a good chart, and I was saying 30p, which sounded like pie in the sky target. Situation now, if you're trying to buy this stock, you would be hoping there'd be a dip back towards 26.5 pence, which was the April peak from last year. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the place to try and get. I mean, it doesn't look it's going to come back very much, but let's say 26.5 is the, so between 26 and 28 is the place to go long. And the big target, after 30p was my previous target, the big target after that, wait for it, is as high as 45 pence.
45 pence, wow.
Yes, which is a line from June 2014 through the April 2015 peak, and that goes up to 45p. But above 30 on a weekly close, I'm looking for 45. So that's it's a very strong chart. It's probably going to do, ironically, it had the same consolidation as Jubilee Platinum has had. And so I'm trying to predict here that that Jubilee Platinum is a month behind the type of breakout we've seen at Sound Energy.
If they keep releasing positive RNSs like that, they'll do that easy, I expect. Okay, next one is Iofina. Now, they mentioned update today, and, but there's a couple of, the word challenging was mentioned quite a few times.
I don't like that word.
Yeah, and so we see that what happened today is it's off a little bit, not a lot, or it's pretty much flattish off.
I think this is good. I think the whole story here started with that final, the final little dip below 5p. I think we talked about this before, and then we had a bull flag breakout through the 200-day moving average at 13.92 pence now. And since the end of April, we've been bouncing at or just below the 200-day line. So I'm looking at this as a mid-move consolidation. And we could get the type of move from 5p to 20p. Yeah. And I'm now looking for a move from, say, 13 to 15p, right up to 30p. So it's above the 200-day line, which is 13.92, up to 30p over the next month or so. If you're cautious, you think that I'm a bit too optimistic, maybe wait for a break of the July peak at 18 pence before going long. But I think this is on its way.
Marvellous. Okay, here's your stock. It's at a roller coaster ride in the share price.
But Highland like, I mean, the Natural Resources. The chart is saying it's back.
Okay, which one?
Iofina.
Oh, Iofina, sorry, I'm on to, sorry, I'm on to the next one here, Zach. Highland Natural Resources, a roller coaster ride, up to almost 80 pence at the peak, now back down to 20 pence. They announced today that they've terminated the agreement with Opera, who are going to take some of their Helios asset there, but they're down at 20 pence. Where are they going down to from here?
Well, I like the actual the price action I've got today. The low was 16.5, and it's already back at 20.4. Let's say. Yeah. I think depending on where we close today, if we close above 20, I would take it as being a positive sign. You probably have to break the 10-day average at 23 pence on this to get a proper momentum buy trigger. There's also a line of resistance from the middle of last month going through 23 pence as well. So breaking 23 pence is really what we need to do here in order to get confidence on the stock. But I think if we close above 20 today, that would be a good, a decent sign, especially for people who are aggressive, you know, bargain hunters.
Yeah, okay. And let's go for the last one, a bigger stock. Rumours of a takeover by Steinhoff. This is Poundland, PLND, and they're at 194 today. Anything above a pound is overvalued, let's be honest. But what do you think, Zach?
I think that we've got the 200-day average there at 198. I want to see a close above that before getting on the bandwagon here. But overall, I think above the, if you're a fan of the shares and you believe in the bid story, above 181, which is the 50-day average, you would be long. But we just need that confirmation, really, of a 200-day moving average break. Above that, the big target here on a non-fundamental basis would be towards £2.30, which is the top of a rising 2016 price channel.
Marvellous, Zach's five stocks in five. Thanks, fellas. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.